Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Today we shall be beginning with the beginning of the fifth section of Surah Bani Israel. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa laqad sarrafna fi hadha al-Qur'an liyadhakkaru wa ma yaziduhum illa nufura. Sadaqallahu al-azim. And we have explained our ayat in the Quran in various ways, in various styles, in various sequences, so that they get admonition. But they are not getting anything else but aversion. They are running away. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَةٌ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there had been other gods along with Allah, kama yaqulun, as they say, idhan labtaghaw ila dhil arshi sabila, then they would have tried to find some way to the highest throne. You know, if there is a king, and under the kings there are subordinate chieftains. Now we know it's a rule that some of the chieftains tries to become the king. Why shouldn't he occupy the throne? So have there been other gods alongside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there would have been chaos in the universe. And someone might have rebelled and stood in revolt against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu. Glory is His. Wa ta'ala amma yaqulun uluwun kabira. And He is much, much exalted, high up than those things which they are saying. So, subbihu lahu samawatu sab'a. All the seven heavens keep on glorifying Him. Wal ard, as well as the earth. Wa man fihinna. And all those things and beings which are in the heavens and the earth. At every time, always, they are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ لِلَّهِ يُصَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There is nothing in the whole of the universe which is not glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His praise. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَصْرِيحَهُمْ. But you cannot understand their glorification. How they are glorifying, how they are praising, you can't understand. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbearing. He doesn't take hasty decisions. He gives time to people to amend their ways, to mend their ways, and He is forgiving. وَإِذَا قَرَاتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. And when you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite Quran unto them, we put between you and them a hidden curtain. Between you and those who don't believe in the hereafter. In this surah we have seen repeatedly, this idea comes up that the main thing, basic thing is the belief in the hereafter. In the first section also, there was this Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ أَعْتَبْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. The most basic thing is to believe in resurrection and to believe in the life of hereafter. So those who don't believe, when you recite Quran unto them, we put a curtain, invisible, hidden curtain, between you and them. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً. In addition, we put wheels on their hearts. It prevents them from understanding what you are citing to them. وَفِي أَذَانِهِمْ بَقْرًا. In addition, in their ears is heaviness. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ. And when you mention your Lord in Quran, that He is alone, without any partners, وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا. They turn their backs and go away with aversion, with displeasure. نَحْنُ عَالَمُ بِمَا يَسْتَمِعُونَ بِهِ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ. We very well know what they want to listen from you when they come and sit near you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And apparently, they listen to you attentively. فَيِذْهُمْ نَجْوَى This they did actually only to impress upon their common people, their masses, that we are sincere, we want to understand what Muhammad has to say. Actually, he has nothing to say. He has no logic in what he is saying. So to impress this upon the common people, so they don't go near Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and don't hear to what he is saying. وَإِذْهُمْ نَجْوَى And when they are alone, in privacy, is يَقُولُ الظَّالِمُونَ When these evil doers say to each other, إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا غَدُلَ الْمَسْحُورَ You are following only a person who is bewitched. Magic has overcome him, overcome Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is a bewitched person, so don't follow him. Maybe someone, you know, might have said, okay, what Muhammad said today, it appeals to me. So then they will say, oh no, no, what has happened to you? He is a bewitched person. Magic has overcome him. So don't follow him. Unzul kaifa darabu laka al-amsal. See, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What type of similitudes they strike for you? Fala yastati'una sabila. They will not be able to get to the right path. Wa qalu idha kunna izabu wa rufasa. And they say, when the time will come after our death, that will become only bones and fragments. Aina lamabusuna khalqan jadida. Are we going to be raised again in a new creation? This resurrection? How is it possible? Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kunu hijaratan. You say you will become dust, fragments. You become stones, aw hadidan, aw iron. أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبَرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ Or anything which you think is harder than the stone and the steel and iron also. فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا Then they will say to you, who will bring us back from our dead bodies, from our graves? قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ Say, the same who created you for the first time. Allah created you. Out of nothing, out of dust or clay, or out of a drop of sponge, He created you. So whosoever could create you from that, can't He again recreate you? So is it just, it is logical that He can do it. قُلِ الَّذِي فَتَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ فَسَيُنْغِذُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُسَهُمْ And then they will shake their heads before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally the question they will put is, وَيَقُولُنَ مَتَاهُ Okay, then when will it happen? قُلْ أَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا Say, maybe that it has come very near. But this knowledge of the time, of the hour, I don't have. It is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that أَسَىٰ, the promised hour will come. When there will be resurrection, I don't know. What I know is that it will happen. That as-sa'a will come, that you will be resurrected. And this is the message that I have to convey to you. يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ When your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will call you, you will respond, praising Him, running towards Him. فَتَظُنُّونَ إِنْ لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا And you will feel at that time that you didn't live in the world or in the grave, but for a very short time. A very short time passed. Just as we can see, you know. Now if I'm 68, I can remember some incidents when I was 5 years of age, and it seems it was yesterday. The whole time which has passed appears to be zero. In the same way, they will feel on that day of judgment that they didn't remain in the earth, in this world, or in the grave, but for a very little while. وَكُلِّ عِبَادِي يَقُولُ لَكِهِ أَحْسَنُ Now because in that country or society, this argument was going on. They say this, you say this. This is going on. This dialogue you may call, this argument you may call, it was continuing for 12 years. This surah was revealed in the 11th year after the beginning of Ba'ith. So it's a long, wrong process. And there is conflict. And they wanted to provoke Muslims, say bad names to them, so that they become violent. If they become violent, then we shall crush them. So this provocation they tried. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving instructions to the Muslim. Don't be provoked. Take all things patiently. Because if you are provoked, if you react, if you give the reply in the same coin, then you know, Satan, he will be happy. Because then you will quarrel with each other and your mission, you know, it will be in loss. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ O Muhammad, tell my bondsmen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believers, they should say only that thing which is very beautiful. No bad words should come from their tongues. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَقُ بَيْنَهُمْ Shaitan verily intends to sow the seeds of dissension between you and the people to whom you are conveying the message of Allah. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا Surely, Satan is for the human beings a clear enemy. رَبُّكُمْ عَلَمُ بِكُمْ Your Lord knows you best. Each one of you is in His knowledge. إِنْ يَشَى يَرْحَمْكُمْ If He wills, He will have mercy upon you and forgive you. أَوْ إِنْ يَشَى يُعَذِّبْكُمْ Or if He wills, He will chastise you. He will punish you. This authority is in His hands. He can forgive anybody. But whosoever He wants, He will punish. You know, in the last part of Suratul Baqarah, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ He will forgive whomsoever He would like. But He would bring to the book and chastise and punish whomsoever He will like. رَبُّكُمْ عَلَمُ بِكُمْ He knows you best. And what you are doing, He knows it. إِنْ يَشَى يَرْحَمْكُمْ If He wishes, if He wills, He will have mercy on you. أَوْ إِنْ يَشَى يُعَذِّبْكُمْ Or if He wills and wishes, He will chastise you. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا And we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a guardian upon them. Your function, your duty is to convey to them. That's all. You are not responsible for them. وَرَبُّكَ عَالَمُ بِمَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And your Lord knows best who are in the heavens and in the earth. وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ And we have raised in status some of the prophets over the others. We have it, you know, the beginning of the third part of Quran. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ Among these messengers of Allah, among these prophets, some are at a higher level, some are comparatively at a lower level. وَفَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ Now this also can become a point of argument. The Jews might say that Moses is afdal, and now you are fighting them. No, Muhammad is afdal. No use. You should talk about the basic things. There's no use engaging in this dialogue, engaging in this. The Prophet has said, don't declare me afdal than even Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Among all the messengers of Allah, he is the only one who committed a mistake, who was punished. He was swallowed by the fish, and then, you know, vomited out. You know what happened to him? And he had to apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He is the only one among the prophets and messengers of Allah. And the Prophet said, don't say that I am higher than even Jonah. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. But what the Muslims do is absolutely to the contrary. فَقَلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ We have made some of the prophets higher than the others. فَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا And we gave Dawood, David, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, the Psalms, a very beautiful book. Very beautiful book, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ دُونَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ Now this is directed towards those idolaters and idol worshippers and the mushrikeen. O Muhammad, say to them, call upon those whom you think are gods beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ كَشْفَ الضُّرِّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا تَحْوِيلًا They have no power or authority to relieve you from any distress or to change your condition. Ulaika alladhina yad'una, that those whom you are calling upon and you think they are partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe the angels, maybe the saints who had died. But Allah says, Ulaika alladhina yad'una yabtaghuna ila rabbihim alwasila. In that unseen world of the hereafter or barzakh, they are striving. To whom they are calling, help us out of this difficulty. They are striving to get nearer and nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they want us to become nearer and nearer. وَيَجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ. And they hope to have mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَ. At the same time, they keep fearing His chastisement. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحْصُورًا. Definitely, the chastisement of your Lord is something to be shunned and feared. وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ لَا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابٌ شَدِيدًا. And there is no township or city on the surface of the earth we will not destroy before the day of resurrection, or to which we will not send a very painful chastisement. كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا. This has already been written in the book of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا مَنَعْنَا نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَنْ كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ. And nothing has prevented us from sending signs, miracles, visible miracles. We have seen, you know, in Surah Al-An'am, that people were demanding. If we say you are a messenger of Allah like Moses, Moses showed so many miracles. So you also showed miracles. We said, find it. This is coming just now. A detailed discussion will come on this subject. But Allah says, وَمَا مَنَعْنَا نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ. Nothing has prevented us from sending these miracles, إِلَّا أَنْ كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ. Except this, that those people also who are deceived, they belied them. They never believed in them. Then Fir'aun and his people accepted Moses on the basis of the miracles. Did the nation of Samud accept the call of Salih alayhi salam when, according to their demand, a pregnant camel, she camel came out of a rock? But you know, even then, they didn't come to believe in him. So they relied. So we don't want to send now any miracles. وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَنْ نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَنْ كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودًا نَاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. We gave Samud that she camel to open their eyes. But they did wrong to her. وَمَا نُرْسِلَ الْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. And we don't send our signs but to warn. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ. And recall when we said to you that your Lord has encompassed all human beings. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And also we didn't make the vision that we showed you but as a test for the humanity. فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ. وَالشَّجَرَةُ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. And that tree which is cursed in Quran. شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And somewhere else also, there is the mention of a tree which will grow from the bottom of Jahannam. Now they said, how is it possible? You say there is fire in Jahannam, in that hell. At the same time you say, a tree will be growing from the bottom. But now they don't know that the rules of that world are different. The physical rules governing this world and this universe are different. And the rules of that world would be different. So all these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. We only want to warn them. But it is not giving them anything except arrogance. Their arrogance is increasing and increasing and increasing. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Now note, it is the fourth time that this story of Iblis and Adam is coming in Quran. Here it is very brief. Fourth section of Surah Al-Baqarah, quite detailed. Then the second section of Surah Al-A'raf, more detailed even than Surah Al-Baqarah. Then we had it in Surah Al-Hijr, And now 24th time. And you will find that again in the next surah, Kaf, again you will find it. Here also it is in the beginning of the 7th section of Surah Bani Israel. In Surah Kaf you will find again the beginning of the 7th section of Surah Kaf. That is the story of Iblis and Adam. And because when we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam, فَسَجَدُوا إِلَىٰ إِبْلِيسِ They all prostrated except Iblis. فَعَلَىٰ أَحْزُرِ لِمَنْ خَلَفْتَ تِينَ He said, shall I prostrate before that one whom you have created out of mud? I was created out of fire. I am better than him. I am higher than him. How can I prostrate before him? قَالَىٰ أَرَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ And he said, O Lord, O God, just look. This fellow human being, this Adam, whom you have honored more than me, above me, لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي لَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ If you can keep me alive till the day of judgment, لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا I shall certainly uproot his progeny, except if you. I will take the whole progeny of Adam astray towards shirk and kufr. I will prove that Adam is not capable of the position that has been given to him by you. قَالَ ذَهَبْ مَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاؤُكُمْ جَزَاءً مَوْفُورًا Allah said, okay, go away, be gone. Whosoever from them follows you, then for you, all of you, this hell would be the recompense, the reward, and this reward will be fitting for you. For you also, and for all the human beings, from the progeny of Adam, who follow you. وَاسْتَفْزِمْ وَنِسْتَتَعَكَ مِنْهُمْ بِخَوْفِكَ And instigate whomsoever from amongst them you can, with your voice. وَأَجْلِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ And rally over them, your horsemen, as well as their footmen, foot soldiers. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ And share with them their properties and their children. Find whom and make promises to him. وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا But all the promises that Satan makes with Adam and his progeny is nothing but deceit. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ Allah declared, As for my bondsmen who believe in me, who love me, who worship me, you will have no authority over them. You will not be able to force them to the wrong path. You will have no authority, no power. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ فَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا And your Lord is sufficient as a guardian of all the believers. رَبُّكُمُ الَّذِي يُسْجِي لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحْرِ لِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا Your Lord is He who drives for you the ships of the sea so that you can get, you know, benefits in trading and you get from His fadl, from His bounty. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا And He is very much merciful for you. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ When some harm and affliction comes over you in the sea, when you are at the sea, open sea, and there is a storm, and you think, my might be that your boat or ship sink, then you call whom? Allah. Nobody else. Even all the mushrikeen, they never call upon their false gods, but they call only Allah. وَلَّا مَنْ تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ All those deities, false deities, whom you call upon, They are lost to you at that time. You never call upon them except Allah. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves you from that affliction and brings you to the land, أَعْرَضْتُمْ Now you turn away your faces. Now you again commit kufr and shirk. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا Verily, insan, human beings, they are very ungrateful to Allah. أَفَأَمِنْتُمْ Are you secure? أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرْضِ Allah can cause a landslide which can swallow you on the land. After landing on the land, you feel you are absolutely secure. Nothing can come to you. If a storm could come at the sea, on the land also, there could be a landslide. And it might follow you all. How you sila alaykum hasima? Or he can send over you a stone storm. Hasiba used to be a very strong wind in which small pebbles and stones are coming like bullets. You know these small pebbles and small stones which were carried by that strong wind, they work as bullets. So this is Hasiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can send Hasiba on you. ثم لا تجدوا لكم وكيلا. Then you will not find any guardian for you. أم أمنتم. Do you feel secure? أن يعيدكم فيه تارة أخرى. That Allah might take you again to the sea. فيرسل عليكم قاصفا من الريح. And then he can send upon you a hurricane of wind. فيغرقكم بما كفرتم. Drown you for what you have been doing. ثم لا تجدوا لكم علينا به تبيعا. And then you will not be able to find anybody who can take revenge from your side. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَ اللَّهُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And surely we have honored the children of Adam. That is the people, human beings. وَحَمَ اللَّهُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And we carry them on the land also and on the sea also. Well, who is carrying you in the ships? This is the natural laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with which these ships are floating in the sea. How we walk on this land? This is again the laws of the nature according to which we can walk. So it is as if Allah is carrying us. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَا. We have honored the children of Adam. وَحَمَ اللَّهُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And we carry them on the land also and in the sea. وَرَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And we have provided them with good things, good food. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَفِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And we have exalted them on most of our creations. This human being, Adam, was created as a masculine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the angels were asked to prostrate before him. So this is the position of Adam and his progeny. We must know our position in this universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this status. Then, يَوْمَ نَدُوْ قُلَّ أُنَاسِدْ دَيْبَابِهِ. Recall the day of judgment. When we can call every people, every community, with their imam. And imam here has been translated in two forms. Either their leader, maybe the messenger of Allah who was sent to that nation, or some other leader. Or also the record of their deeds. This is also a possible translation of this word. The book in which the deeds are recorded. يَوْمَ نَلُوْ كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ لِيْمَامِهِمْ فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. So whosoever will be given his book, his record, his balance sheet in his right hand, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُ. They will be reading happily their balance sheet, their sheet of their deeds. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. And they will not be wronged in the least. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى. But whosoever had remained blind in this world, blind not of eyes, blind of heart, he couldn't see the realities. He couldn't understand the wahi of Allah, the revelations which were coming to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, as a human being, he was blind, he was deaf. He was dead, I should say. So whosoever has been like this in this world, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَامَى وَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. So in the hereafter, also he will be raised blind and more far away from the straight path. A very important issue is being discussed now. This has once before come in Surah Yunus. أَلَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَانَا. Those people who don't hope to meet us, they demand from you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اِتْنِ لِقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ هَذَا أَوْ بَدِّلْهُ. Change this Quran or present some other Quran. This is too rigid, very uncompromising. It doesn't accept anything of ours. Well, we can have a compromise, a deal, but you have to give and take. Something you can present that we accept, and some of our things you have to accept. Not that everything that you say to be accepted by us. So now the same thing is coming here. وَإِن كَانُوا لَيَفْتَنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِي عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَهَ. And they are bent upon misguiding you and tempting you, instigating you away from that which we have revealed to you, so that you should forge something else and then attribute it to us, which is acceptable to them. The revelation that Allah is sending you, they are not acceptable to them. So they want cage, some cage, forge something and say this has come from Allah, then we shall accept. وَإِذَنْ لَتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا. And then they will make you a friend. You know, there's no enmity between you personally and them. The enmity is between Quran and them. What Quran is saying is not acceptable to them. So actually, now there's a pressure on you. And because the conditions were very bad, very bad. 11 years had passed. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did his best to convey the message of Allah. Only about 125 people accepted Islam. And you know, the decision had been taken at the Darul Nadwa, the parliament of Makkah, that now we shall kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why he went to Taif. Maybe that some big thief of Taif, he accepts Islam and then he supports Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he can shift his base from Makkah to Taif. But there what happened to him in 2 days, wouldn't happen to him in 10 years at Makkah. Stoning. And he was injured. He was bleeding. Names were called to him. And then he had to come back empty-handed. Nobody accepted Islam. And then he could enter Makkah only after taking the refuge of a mushrik kafir. He couldn't enter. Because the decision had been taken. He will be killed. Unless some of the chief of Makkah gives him the aman, the peace, the refuge, he couldn't enter. So, Mut'im bin Adi, who died as a mushrik and kafir, he never embraced Islam. But the Prophet said on the day of Badr, when there were 70 prisoners of Quraysh in the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, had Mut'im bin Adi been alive today, and had he said to me and asked me to let them go without any ransom, I would have let them go. He was so much, you know, under that ihsan that Mut'im bin Adi did to him, that he gave him the aman and gave him the refuge. These are the conditions. So he was very much hard pressed. And in this condition, people come, okay, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can have a compromise, we can have a deal. You change your stance and your position a bit so that we can agree. وَإِنْ كَانُوا لَيَفْتَرُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرًا. So that you forge something and then you attribute it to us. وَإِذَنْ لَتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا. And then all enmity will disappear, evaporate. And then they will make you a friend. But وَلَوْلَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْنَاكَ. Had we not make you stand firm, it is just possible. لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. You might have leaned towards them a bit. Due to that pressure, I depicted the whole picture, you know. What were the circumstances? How hard pressed was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time? And now this was the offer. So, as a human being, there could be an idea. Okay, let us have some compromise. No. But Allah made you strong and firm. وَلَوْلَا أَنْ ثَبَّتْنَاكَ. And were it not that we had made you stand firm, indeed you would have well nigh inclined to them a little. But now the hardest ayah of Quran, إِذَا اللَّهَ عَزَقْنَاكَ ذَيْفَ الْحَيَاتِ وَذَيْفَ الْمَمَاتِ. Had this thing happened, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would have given you double punishment in the day, in this life, during the life, during this world. And double punishment after the death. Who is being addressed? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is the last messenger of Allah? The beloved of Allah. Khalilullah, Habibullah. For the last 11 years, Day and night he has been working. He has devoted himself wholly and solely for the cause of Allah. But even to him, إِذَلَّا زَقْنَاكَ بِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَبِعْفَ الْمَبَاتِ. Had this thing supposedly, had this thing happened, had you succumbed to the pressures of these disbelievers and forced something and attributed it to us, then we would have given you double the chastisement, double the punishment of the life, this life, hayat, وَبِعْفَ الْمَبَاتِ, and double in the death. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِرُ لَكَ عَلَيْنَا نَصِيرًا, and then you would not have, you would not find for you anybody who can help you or yourself. الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٌ وَإِنْ تَرَقَّى وَالرَّبُّ رَبٌّ وَإِنْ تَنَسَّى. Allah is Allah, He is Lord. Although He might come down to the first heaven, as there is the hadith, and every night He comes down. And Muhammad is Abd, bondman, servant. Although He might have ascended to this seventh heaven, in, you know, in Isra, in Miraj. But the difference between the Creator and the created, the Lord and the bondsman, that we make. وَإِنْ قَالُوا لَيَسْتَفِزُونَكَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ لِيُخْرِجُوكَ مِنْهَا. And they are bent upon, these kuffar of Makkah, bent upon, to frighten you from this land, so that they turn you away out from this land. وَإِذَا اللَّهِ لِيُخْرِجُوكَ مِنْهَا وَإِذَا اللَّهِ يَلْبَسُونَ خِلَافَكَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Now here Allah is not denying, because this was going to happen. By the permission of Allah, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to migrate to Medina. So he is not saying that it won't happen. But he is saying, إِذَا اللَّهِ يَلْبَسُونَ خِلَافَكَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. In that case, they will also not be able to live at Makkah for a long time. And this is the fact. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated in the year 612. And 614, in the Battle of Badr, 70 of the chieftains of Quraysh, they were lying dead in the battlefield of Badr. So, and after 6 years, the whole Makkah that was conquered by Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where were the chieftains now? Where was Abu Jahl? Where was Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt? Where was Abu Lahab? Where was Walid bin Mughira? Where are they? Gone! Gone with the wind! إِذَا لَا يَلْبَسُونَ خِلَافَكَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. If they compel you to leave Makkah and go away from Makkah, they will also not be able to live there for some long time. سُنَّةَ مَنْ قَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنْ رُسُلِنَا. This has been our rule. Our law, our practice with all the messengers of Allah which were sent before you. وَلَا تَجِدُ لِسُنَّتِنَا تَحْوِيلًا. And you will never find any change in the laws and rules and practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever a messenger was compelled to leave the place, then the chastisement came and the whole nation was destroyed. So this will happen to them if it happens. Now there are instructions to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his companions. In these hard times, what should you do? How can you be steadfast? What will give you the energy and strength to bear all these things? Number one, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ رَفَقِ اللَّيْلِ وَقُرْآنِ الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. Keep this prayer established from the time when the sun declines to the darkness of the night. Now the Salatul Zuhr, after the sun, it just starts getting down. And now Zuhr, now Asr, now Maghrib, and Isha. Four prayers. لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ. Till the night becomes fully dark. وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ. And take to the recitation of Quran at dawn, Fajr. Now this Salatul Fajr is not called Salat. Recitation of Quran. Why? Because in the Salat of Fajr, there is the practice that much of Quran must be recited. In the other prayers, you can have a few ayat in one rakat, but in Fajr, sizable portion of Quran has to be recited. Quran al-Fajr. Recitation of Quran at the time of dawn. In the Quran al-Fajr kana mashhuda. Verily, the recitation of Quran at the time of dawn, it is witnessed by the angels. So this was instruction number one. Instruction number two, specially for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the leader. He was the chief. So he had to have more than the common Muslims. He had to persevere more. He had to put in more struggle, more time. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ. And from the time of night, you keep awake with this Quran, reading this Quran. And this is additional worship for you. It is prescribed. This tahajjud for Muhammad was farz, imperative. It was an additional farz for him. For the whole of the ummah, it is nafl, it is additional. You may pray, you may not pray. If you are not praying, you are not committing any sin. But for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was essential. It was imperative. It was ordained. It was commanded to him. Nafilatan lak, it is additional for you. Asa yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. There is hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, will give you that station, praiseworthy station, maqam mahmud. In the hereafter, what is that station? We can't understand. But there is some station, a special station, Maqam al-Mahmood, which will be allotted to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ سِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ سِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانٌ نَصِيرًا. And pray to your Lord, O my Lord, let me have an entry of truth, that is, into Medina. Now this ayah is actually, it is coming, even cast their shadows before. So Hijra, Muhammad was going to go to Medina. He was going to make this Hijra. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching him a prayer. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ سِدْقٍ. When I enter Medina, it should be a entrance of truthfulness. وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ سِدْقٍ. And you take me out from this Makkah, this city of Makkah, with truth. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. And then grant me from your special source of authority. Grant me authority in this world which should help my mission. This was the prayer which was taught to him. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he taught this prayer, actually he had accepted the prayer already. It was decided by him that when Muhammad enters Medina, he will be entering like a king. People at Makkah were, you know, bent upon killing him. And Makkah had only 300 miles, less than 300 miles, north of Makkah. The other city is Medina. Yathrib, it used to be called. And there the people are, you know, waiting for him to come, to say him welcome. فَطَلَعَ الْبَدْرُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ سَمِّيَاتِ وَدَعِي. قَدْ وَجَبَ الشُّكْرُ عَلَيْنَا مَا دَعَى لِلَّهِ دَعِي. Small girls, they were singing this song when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entering Medina. So what a contrast. But this happened. And Muhammad entered there as a ruler. Immediately, both the big tribes, the Aus and Khazraj accepted him. And so he became the ruler of Medina. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ سِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ سِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. وَقُلْ جَالْ حَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. And proclaim, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, truth has come and falsehood has vanished, although it has not happened up till now. But it was sure to happen only in 8 years. What is 8 years in the nation's history? Within 8 years, Muhammad came back with 10,000 of his companions and entered Makkah victoriously. So, what would happen on that day? It is proclaimed here. Tell them, proclaim, قُلْ جَعَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقُ الْحَاطِلِ. Say that truth has come and falsehood has vanished. And verily, the falsehood is ever certain to vanish. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we are sending down from Quran these ayat, which are remedy, healing for all the diseases of the chest and heart, haughtiness, love of wealth, love of power and authority. These are the things, these are the diseases. For that Quran is Shifa. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يعني mercy for the believers. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. But it doesn't increase the evil doers. But for them, there is loss because they are not going to accept Quran. وَإِذَا عَنَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ عَرَضَ وَنَعَى بِجَانِبِهِ. And when we bestow our blessing on a human being, then you know he becomes arrogant. Now he is not listening to us. He has ample food, everything to eat, everything he has of necessity. Now why should he call us? Why should he pray to us? But when, on the other hand, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ, when some affliction comes on him, كَانَ يَوْسَى, now he becomes absolutely disappointed and totally despaired. These are the extremes of human beings. Usually the human beings, you know, they oscillate between these two extremes. قُلْ كُلُّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَىٰ شَاكِرَتِهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all are working according to the personality structure that they have. What is shakila? Pattern, you know, shakila, pattern. And this pattern for every human being is fixed by two things. Hereditary factors which he has had through the genes of his parents, father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, and so forth. The genes. They give a pattern to his structure, to his personality. And number two, the environment in which he has lived. The country, the society. What's the structure of the society? What are the values? What people think? All, and what education he got? These two things combined together make a shakila of a person. His personality structure is there. Now, is with this personality structure, either he turns his head towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, and he strives for good or for bad. The free choice remains there, but he cannot outgrow his sin. He will remain limited to the shakila. The shakila will remain with him. But he can pursue good through this shakila, and he can pursue evil also through this shakila. قُلْ كُلُّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَىٰ شَاكِلَتِهِ. فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. Your Lord knows best who is more guided to the right path. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ, and they ask you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, about the spirit. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Tell them, this ruh, the spirit, human spirit, it is from the command of my Lord. وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you have not been given from the knowledge but very limited amount. These things you can't understand. These things belong to Alam-e-Amr. You can understand Alam-e-Khalq, this material world. You can love, you can understand, you can use, you can discover the laws governing this physical world, material world. Then you can exploit different form of energies which are available here. But that Alam-e-Amr, you know, where there are angels, human spirits, all these things, you know, you are beyond your perception. You can't perceive, you can't conceive. وَلَئِنْ شَيْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, had we wished so, had we willed so, we could take away from you that which we have sent down to you in Revelation. This Quran we have sent, and we have collected it in your chest, in your heart, in your brain. But this is our authority. If we want, we can take it back. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. Then you will not be able to find for you any guide against us that he can, you know, force us to give it back to you. Our authority is final. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ. But this cannot happen due to the mercy of your Lord. إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ كَبِيرًا. Because his bounty over you is very great. And the biggest, you know, manifestation of that bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of you is this Quran. قل نئی سماعت الانس والجن والآیات مثل هذا القرآن الآیات مثله. Tell them, and this is the challenge, if all the human beings and all the jinns gather together and strive to compile a book like this Quran, they won't be able to do it. قُلْ لَيْنِ سَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنِ All human beings, all jinns, jinnat, they gather together on this to produce a book like Quran. لَا يَعْتُونَ بِالْمِسْلِهِ They will not be able to produce a book like this. وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا Although they might be helped to each other. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ The same tasreef with which we began today. And we have, in various forms, various styles, we have explained our ayat in this Quran. فَأَبَا أَكْسَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا But most of the people, they don't accept it. They are rejecting. And only their aversion is on the increase. وَقَالُوا لَنُّ Now here comes, you know, the demands. This they were making from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Show us this miracle and then we shall believe in you that you are the Prophet of Allah. What were the demands? وَقَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا And they said, we are not going to believe in you, we are not going to accept you as the Messenger of Allah, unless you cause a spring to gush forth from the earth for us. In this city of Makkah, there should be a spring, you know, and it should gush from the earth, and then we should accept you as a messenger. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ Or suddenly, a garden of date palms and of grapes should be there in Makkah for you. فَتُفَجِّرُ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا And in that garden, there should be rivulets and springs flowing. If you can produce it, okay, then we shall accept that you are the Messenger of Allah. أَوْ تُسْتَتُ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَامْتَ عَلَيْنَا Or you make the heaven fall on us in pieces as you think that it will happen on the Day of Judgment, on the Qiyamah. Now, do it. وَتَعْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا Or you bring Allah and His angels before us, face to face. Then we shall believe, yes, you are the Messenger of Allah. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِنْ تُخْرُفٍ And Lord, there should be a palace for you here in Makkah. Of gold. Look at it. Aw tarqa fi as-samaa. Or you ascend to the heavens before our own eyes. We should see that you are ascending to the heavens. وَلَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ And even your ascension to the heavens, we are not going to accept. حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُهُ Unless you bring down with you over us, on us a book, which we can read ourselves. قل in reply to all these demands, what was the reply from Allah? قل say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Subhana Rabbi, glorified is my Lord. He can do anything. But when have I claimed that I am God, I can do this? My claim is that I am a human being. هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا My claim, you should demand proof from me. According to the claim that I am presenting before you. I never claim that I am God. I never claim that I have all this authority. I never claim that this whole universe is under me. No, nothing of the sort. I am a human being like you. Only the thing is that Allah has chosen me and He has sent revelation to me and He has appointed me a messenger to you. وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ And there is nothing which has prevented these people to believe when this guidance has come to them. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا Except this thing that they say, has Allah sent a man, a human, a mortal, as a messenger? If Allah wanted to send, He could send an angel. How come? A mortal human being. And He has been sent as a messenger. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا Say to them, if there had been angels walking on this earth with contentment, then we would have sent an angel for them as a messenger. We have sent Muhammad as messenger to you. You are human beings. For you, there should be a human person, a human being. But had there been an angel here, we would have sent an angel. So actually, it is the reply, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Say, Allah is sufficient as a witness between you and me. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Verily, He about His bondsmen, He is aware of everything and He is seeing everything. وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Whomsoever Allah guides to the right path, well, He is the guided one. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. And whom Allah sends astray, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. For them you will not find any helpers except Allah. They can't now bring them to the right path. وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ. And we shall gather them on the day of the judgment, prone on their faces. أُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَسُمَّا. They will be blind and dumb and deaf. مَا وَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Their abode will be Jahannam. كُلَّمَا خَبَرْ جِدْنَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. When the fire of the hell, whenever it will abate, we shall increase it in the flame and severity. ذَلِكَ جَزَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. جَزَاهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا. And this is the reward for them because they did kufr. They rejected the call of Muhammad. كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. They rejected our ayat. وَقَالُوا وَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا. And they said the same thing repeatedly. When we become bones and pieces, أَيْنَا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا. Are we going to be created again in a new creation? أَبَلَمْ يَرَوْا. Don't they see? أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. That Allah, who has created all the heavens and the earth, is not able to create the like of them. He created you. Can't He create you again? How come? What's the reason? وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ أَجَلًا لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. And Allah has fixed for them a time. Ajal. A fixed time. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There's no doubt about that. فَأَمَا الظَّالِمُونَ إِلَّا كَفُورًا. But these evil doers, they refuse except ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذَا لَمْ سَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ خَطُورًا. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people, had you possessed the prayers of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would have certainly withheld all the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing expending. Maybe it is finished. Because travel insan of Kakura. Insan is human beings are miserly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread His mercy to all the creatures. And He is not fearing that His store of mercy will come to an end. Now this is the last section of Surah Bani Israel. And there is a similarity between the first section of Surah Bani Israel, which you read last night, and this last section. In the first section, as we saw last night, there was a mention of the history of Bani Israel. Twice they reached zenith, power, glory. Twice they were persecuted and chastised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, that began with the Exodus, when the Bani Israel had left Egypt. Here what happened before that, in Egypt, while Hazrat Musa alayhi wasalam was sent as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards Firaun and his chieftains, and as a savior for the Bani Israel. So now the mention is of that part of that history. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And we gave Moses 9 signs which were very clear, 9 miracles. First of all, 2 miracles that were given to him in the first instance. One was that his staff turned into serpent. Other was that when he took out his hand, it was bright as sun, without any disease. But afterwards, the famine, the sea, the storm, locusts, lice, frogs, and rain of blood. These were the signs which were shown as a proof that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the messenger of Allah. But Firaun rejected all of them. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ فَصَلَ مَنْ إِسْرَائِيلَ إِسْجَاهُمْ. And we had given Moses alayhi salatu wasalam 9 clear signs. Now you can ask Bani Israel, the children of Israel, what happened when Moses came to them. فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرَعُونَ. But Firaun said to him, to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ مَسْحُورًا. I think, Moses, you have been bewitched. Some magic has overtaken you. The same thing which was being said of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Makkah. The same thing was said about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in Egypt. قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave him the answer in the same coin. قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَصَائِرَ. You very well know that all these signs which I have shown you were not sent down except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of all the heavens and the earth, to open your eyes. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَسْبُورًا. And I think, O Fir'aun, you are going to be doomed and destroyed. فَأَرَادَ يَسْتَفِرْزَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهُ. Now Fir'aun tried to erase them from the land, to kill them all. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُ. Instead of the Bani Israel being killed, we drowned him. أَغْرَقْنَاهُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ جَمِيعًا. For all of his armies and chieftains, they were all drowned in the sea. فَقُلْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And then we said to Bani Israel, اُسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضَ. Now you live in this world. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جَيْنَا بِكُمْ لَطِيفًا. When the promise of the Akhirah will come to pass, then we shall bring you back rolled up as a crowd. Now what does this mean? This means, you know, when this world will come to an end, and all human beings will have to go to the plane of Hashr, which we call, where they will be accounted for their deeds and whatever they said. So that is, all people, all humanity will be brought over there. But here, particularly for Bani Israel, what does it mean? I think so, that Bani Israel have been in the condition of diaspora for nearly 2000 years. In the year 70, I told you yesterday, in the year 70, Titus, the Roman general, he conquered to suppress the rebellion of the Jews in Jerusalem. He massacred 133,000 people in one day, Jews. Also took 63,000 as captives and slaves, and demolished the second temple, which was built in the Mecca, during the Meccabi kingdom, and turned them out, the Bani Israel, go away from Jerusalem and go away from Palestine. That was the beginning of their diaspora. They went to Europe, they went to Russia, they went to Asia, they went to Africa, and so on and so forth. And they went to the Asian countries. So this diaspora came to an end. When? In this century, in the year 1917, when, you know, the Britishers, they allowed them, because Palestine was under their mandate. So they allowed the Jews, you can come back in Palestine, and you can settle over here. You can buy houses, property, fields, etc., etc. 1917, starting from the year 70 AD to 1917, what does it come to? 1800 and something. For this long period, they were not able to enter into Palestine. But now they are being gathered there, because now their final end will come. When there is going to be a big confrontation, the next surah, Surah Kahf, will begin with it. The Al-Malhamatul Uzma, the biggest war of the history of the world. And there will be massacres. And this Ummah, Yahud, they will be finished, exterminated. Like the old nations to whom the messengers of Allah were sent, the nation of Nuh and Hud and Saul, etc., the same thing will happen to them at the hands of Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, who is going to return back. He was raised alive to the heaven, and he will descend down. So this is why now the Jews are being, you know, collected in one land, so that their greater Israel becomes their greater graveyard. If they are spread over the whole of the world, you know, then the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have to be universal. No, you gather them, come here, gather here, so that in one strike you are all finished. This is going to happen, inshallah. فَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. In the first section of the surah also, after mentioning the 4 years of the history of Bani Israel, then there was the ayah, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. In the same way here also, after mentioning a part of the history of Bani Israel, now, فَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. With truth we have sent down this Quran, and it has come down with truth. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but only as a giver of the glad tidings and as a warner. وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَاهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْفٍ وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. And this Quran we have sent down to you piecemeal, not whole of it at once, bit by bit, so that you may recite it to the people with intervals. وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. And we have sent down it gradually. قُلْ آمِنُوا بِهِ أَوْ لَا تُؤْمِنُوا. Say to them, O people, whether you believe in this Quran or you don't believe, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ مُوتُ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ. Those people to whom knowledge was given before this Quran, إِذَا يُطْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, when this Quran is recited unto them, يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا, they fall on their faces on the ground in prostration. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنْ كَانَ بَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا. Glory is for our Lord. And verily, the promise of our Lord had to be fulfilled. This was the promise. You know, in Deuteronomy, one of the books, 5 books of Bible, in 18:18, chapter 18 and verse 18, this is the prophecy. I will raise from among their brothers a messenger like you, O Moses, and I will put my word in his mouth, and he will then say to them what I would like him to say. This is the prophecy according to which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people who had knowledge, the ulama, the knowledgeable people among Bani Israel, they knew it. So those people, when they listened to Quran, they fell on the ground in prostration, and they said, Subhana Rabbina, in kana wa'du Rabbina la mafula. Glory be to our Lord. Definitely, the promise of our Lord had to be fulfilled. وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْقُونَ وَيَسِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. And they fall down on their faces weeping. And this increases in them the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ayat of sajda. So please make a sajda. Bismillah awwalahu wa akhirah. Now the last two ayat. قُلِ دُوا اللَّهَ عَبِدُوا الرَّحْمَانِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people, call upon Allah or call upon Rahman. It makes no difference. أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا, whosoever you are calling, فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, all the beautiful names are for him. There was a controversy in Makkah because they knew the name Allah. They used it. Quran has also adapted the word Allah. Yes. But Quran introduced other names of Allah also. And in the other names, most prominent is Rahman. It comes in Quran many times. 113 times in the ayah Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Arab used to say, who is this Rahman? We don't know. Allah we know. But who is this Rahman? So now Allah is saying, what does it make? What difference does it make? He is one. He is the creator. He is the Lord. He is the sustainer. He is one. All good names belong to him. So you call him by the name of Allah or you call him by the name of Rahman, it makes no difference. قُلِ دُوا اللَّهَ عَبِدُوا الرَّحْمَانِ وَيَّمَّا تَدُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِسَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تُخَافِدْ بِيَا. And when praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't make your voice loud. Also don't keep it very low. وَبْتَغِ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. try to have something in between. Balance. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. And say, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah is very important. It is in a way equal to Surah Al-Ikhlas. All the things which are included in four ayat of Surah Al-Ikhlas are here in one ayah. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Number one, say, all praise belongs to Allah. الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. Who didn't take a son to him. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ in Surah Al-Ikhlas. He didn't take a son to him. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. And there has been no partner with him in sovereignty. He is the sovereign, the whole mulk. Sovereignty belongs to him and him alone. سَرْوَرِ زَيْوَا فَقَتْ اُسْرَاتِ بِهَمْتَا كُهَي حُکْمَرَا هَا اِكْ وَهِ بَاقِي مُتَانِ حَاضِرِ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الظُّلْ. And there has been no helper or friend for him because of any weakness. You have friends and you think a friend will come in some time of need, he will help me. And that is why you keep the friendship. And that is why you have to somehow, sometimes accept his wrong demand also. Well, he is my friend, I have to accept his thing, although it's wrong. But I have to accept him, my friend. Maybe tomorrow I need his help. There is no such friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need anything. Allah is all powerful. He has awliya. All the Ahl Iman, the believers are awliya of Allah. But this is not due to any weakness. This is not because he needs some help. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. And magnify him with all the magnification. Now what is magnify? Make him great, great, great. Not only say, we think, saying Allahu Akbar, it is takbir. Yes, it is takbir. But this is the beginning of takbir. The end of takbir is, you make Allah supreme, his command supreme. He becomes the ruler. His law is enforced. His system that he has given in the form of Deenul Haq, it becomes supreme. Then he will be great. Otherwise he is not great. Constitution of United States of America is greater than Allah. And Supreme Court is greater than Allah. And everything, you know, Parliament, Senate, Congress, they are greater than Allah. They can pass any law against the law of Sharia. They can pass. So Allah is not great. He is great, no doubt. But you have to make him really great, actually great, when his greatness is established. So this ayah, you know, in five different ways, it is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this tawheed in a very comprehensive verse. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Magnify him, make him great. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.